Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. It is indeed an honor to be joining you again. I am getting ready to speak on one of my favorite topics in the world, food. So I hope that you will call in and join me on this amazing conversation, and that you will take the opportunity to share your insights with me as well.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, each and every one of us come a time in our lives when we are at a crossroads with different things, different situations that we are faced with at times. And as I am sure that you are probably like me, where you notice every day you walk around, you are observing how obesity has taken over our community and our society. Some of us experience that in person. Some of us have family members who is plagued by obesity. And this is why I decide today that I want to speak about my insightful relationship with food. I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, and I've always had a great relationship with food. There have been times in my life when I abuse food, and there are times, again, when I could very much say that I have neglected food. I have treated food poorly, and the list goes on and on and on of the different types of relationship that I had food. But as I mentioned at the top of the hour, there comes a time when you got to say enough is enough, and I am no longer going to do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, some people it might be drinking, some people might be smoking, some people it might be sex. For me, it was food, or it is food. So, you know, there's an old saying that you hear, I'm sure you probably have heard it over your lifetime, that you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. And I really don't think that's true. You know, so I want to respectfully disagree with that adage that you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. Because if you are creative enough in what you're trying to teach, there will be some adaptability that will take place. So I just wanted to show, make that statement, and to say, you know, there are ways that we can adopt and modify and learn new things. And my life is a true example of that taking place. I can remember over the years when I have done every diet you can think on. I remember in the early 90s too, where I was living in New York at the time, and I remember a friend of mine shared that, oh, you can sleep in garbage bags, the black garbage bags. You should sleep in that, and then you could sweat the pound off. And I got to tell you, I cut the garbage bag. I put it over my head. I cut, like, sleeves in it. So it was a full length. And I put it on, and in the middle of the night, I felt as if I was going to die. So I had to jump off out my bed. And, yes, of course, the bed was wet with perspiration. But at the same time, I felt as if I was going to die, and I quickly ripped that thing off of me. And I said, never again for me. So I have gone through many hoops. I've jumped through many hoops when it comes to weight loss. I have never been excessively obese, but I've been overweight. I've not maintained my weight because I honestly and truly, I have an issue with portion control, and I also have an issue with my sweet tooth and gravy. So those are, I am readily accepting those to be my concern and problem areas. So I've done the cabbage soup. I have done the cayenne and maple syrup detox. I have done so many, many different diets. And the one thing that always keep coming up for me when I'm on the diets is that I always have this excessive craving for the different things that really was not part of the diet. And now that I have established this insightful relationship with food, I understand more about the proper way to eat and the balanced way to eat. And since I've started doing that, there have not been the cravings that have been taking place with me. So you might be asking yourself, what had me started on this new pattern of lifestyle? I think it was maybe about 4.5, 5 years ago when I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was off the chart. My blood pressure was off the chart. My blood sugar was off the chart. My cholesterol was off the chart and my weight was off the chart. And although it was off the chart, I was blessed that the doctor sent me home on medication. And driving home from that doctor's office, I made the commitment to myself. I was going to start to treat my body differently. And I was also going to establish a meaningful and respectful relationship where food was concerned. So the first thing I did was to buy that book, a book called Eating for Your Blood Type. I heard about the book, and I did not own the book. So I decided that I was going to buy the book, and I was going to start reading it and to educate myself. So the information I am sharing with you on this episode, please, this is just my personal experience that I'm sharing with you. I am not a nutritionist in any form. I'm just sharing my experience that I have been gaining value from, and seeing that on Sundays we do the lifestyle episode, I just thought it would be good to share my experience with you, because my Twitter followers and my Facebook followers, they keep sending messages asking me, you know, what I've been doing, what diet I've been on. I look so good. I've took so much weight off, and the list goes on and on and on. And all I have been doing is eating the right things, treating my body right, and respecting food. So one of the things I decided I was doing was simple, that I was going back to basics where food is concerned. And going back to basics for me, I reverted to my childhood and how I ate as a child. Growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, on the farm, everything was fresh. Everything was harvested from the field to the kitchen, to the table, or from the tree, my mouth. So everything was tree ripened, like the bananas, the mangoes, the oranges. Everything was ripe on the tree and was harvested there, because growing up as a child, we did not have refrigerator. So our meats and everything was preserved with smoke. It was smoked, although some people pickled, but in my family, it was preserved by the smoke. And that was what they used to cure the meats. Growing up as a child, and now you heard me mention about going back to basics, I ate a lot of vegetables. We ate carrots, we ate turnips, we ate chocho, cucumber, callaloo, cabbage, bush cabbage, gungu peas, red peas, lima beans. We used to call it broad beans. And we make something called a pepper pot soup, which is the bud of the dashin and the badu and the chocho vine, and make a delicious soup. And a lot of times in those soups, there was no meat, but there was a lot of scallion, thyme, and pepper. And I was sharing with a friend of mine last week that I remember as a child growing up, our soup was like what now is known as stew, because it had body and it was thick and it was nutritious. So I kept giving thanks and gratitude for my early upbringing and that my base is solid. It's like I want you to visualize the Empire State Building or the Eiffel Tower. You see how tall those buildings are. And when I look on my life, in order for those buildings to maintain that height, the foundation must be solid. And as I look over my life now, this is what I think about. My foundation is solid. My foundation is strong. And even when disease attempts to penetrate my body, it cannot make an entrance in because the base that was given to me as a child is standing firm. It is solid. It is like cured cement or concrete. And this is why I look on parents now and I said, please, stop feeding your children junk because garbage in, garbage out. If you do not give them the correct foods now, when they grow up, their bodies will not be able to fight disease because there is no solid foundation that they can retrieve and go back to help them fight against the disease. So, you know, my mother and my father, they are no longer here. They went home to be with the Lord. But I just want to say thanks to their spirit for their commitment to the farming and for giving me a solid foundation as a child where I am able at this age of 67, I can still be experiencing some of the things that was imparted to me as a child. I remember growing up as a child and my father would go to milk the cows and sometimes the goats, and I would always get some of that milk fresh from the udder, and you drink it, and I tell people all the time, the milk that is coming out fresh from the udder, it is as if you just boil it on the stove. That is how hot it is. And I remember for many mornings being able to drink that. So when you talk about milk, that was real milk. You know, my mother used they do what they call chumming the butter. The butter was made homemade and from the goat's milk and the cow's milk. So everything was fresh. The eggs, the chickens were running out there, and they know when it's time to lay, they would go lay in the nest, and all the animals were out there eating the natural grass and shrubs. So that's how I grew up. And you heard me mention about disrespecting food and abusing food and having portion control. And yes, as I grew up and became an adult, there were times when I were not having my regular meals. You know, it is said that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. We should have lunch and we should have dinner. Well, in Jamaica, we have breakfast, we have lunch, we have dinner, and we have supper. Supper is the meal, the small meal that we have before we go to bed. Supper would sometimes be something that we would have here for dessert. Maybe we'd have some ice cream and jello, we have some pudding or something like that. But as I look back over, we were having at least, what, 4 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and supper. We were having that. And there was some time in there where we would have what's known as a pick-me-up. And that's what we call a snack now. So as I look back over my childhood, we were having like 5 meals a day. And the body had no time to be lacking anything and to be craving anything and to be holding on to whatever you give it. Because the body knew that it would be getting more. Quite unlike when I grew up, the body would begin to hold on to what it gets because it was not sure when it would be getting anything else. And that's why a lot of us suffer with obesity and overweight, because our body hoards whatever we are eating because we are not feeding regularly. You know, when I speak with the nutritionist says, ideally, we can go up to 8 small meals a day. 8 small meals a day. Think about that. They are suggesting 8 small meals a day, and some of us are not even having 3 meals a day. So I'm here to share and let you know, getting off the weight is not about dieting, but it is about maintaining proper eating habits and to respect, develop a respect and appreciation for foods. All right? I can tell you that when I decided I was about to change my eating habit and lifestyle around food, I started telling myself I must eat more fresh foods. And unless you live in the country or unless you do the garden yourself, not many of us have fresh foods, because even the foods we get in the supermarket, it is really not fresh, because you look on them and like the avocados and everything, you look at them and they have a glistening as if they're polished. And you know that they are sprayed with some kind of preservatives and they traveled thousands of miles to come to our supermarket shelf. So we ask ourselves the question, are we indeed getting fresh foods? And the answer is no, because if we look back and we calculate the traveling distance that it takes to come to us, you know it only looks fresh because of what they are spraying on it. So it is our responsibility to be more educated consumers about what it is that we are eating. So for me, in order to really take advantage of fresh foods, I have committed to shop locally grown foods. Here in Connecticut, I just enjoy the summer because majority of the towns that you drive here during the summer, you see the fruits, the fruit stands, and they put out small amount of produce every day, and they replenishes the stand as you buy. So that is as fresh as it gets. You taste the cucumbers, you taste the tomatoes, and you can taste the life that is in them. And look around in your town for the days that the farmers market is open. I tell you, I have made so many new friends by going to the farmer's market. Yesterday, I went to the farmer's market, and it's amazing because I had no idea that it was open about a month now, and last weekend was when I went to the post office and noticed it was open. I caught the last vendor, and I was able to get some lettuce, and I was able to get some Swiss chard and some baby spinach was what I was able to get. And yesterday I remembered, and I went there, and I got the most delicious snap peas. I got the I got some nice fennel root with the sprung or whatever you call it. And today, for the first time, I included the sprung of the fennel root in my salad. Last season, you heard me mention about me doing curry sauteed fennel roots, and it was delicious because in the couple of years gone by since I started using fennel roots, what I was doing was putting it on the grill. But I tell you, I enjoy it much more better that I am sauteing it. So look for your farmer's market and talk to people. Find out how they prepare things and trade recipes and ask, you know, go from stall to stall and look and what's there. And if you don't know how to prepare it, ask the farmers, especially if you have the organic tents. Ask the farmers and they will share with you. Majority of the organic farms, they have students that are working there, and they create the recipes, and they have things that you can taste, and you can buy it from there. I noticed they had a quinoa salad yesterday. They had different flavors of the hummus. And they had some cold soups and amazing different things they had. And you can taste it. So if you like what you taste, you can ask them how to prepare it. And they will teach you how to do that. And the beauty about shopping at the local farmers market, you can buy just the portion that you want. You don't have to buy what is packaged. If you think you only want one thing, you take that one thing and you go home and you clean it and you prepare it and you just enjoy eating it because you can feel and taste the life in whatever you are eating. You all heard the last time I spoke about food. You heard me mention about my newfound love with kale. And what I have been doing, I have been buying kale and I have been cleaning it. And the leaves, I take the leaves off without the stem. I leave a little leaf on the stem. And I'm dicing the stem up, and I am either sauteing that in olive oil with lots of garlic and some sea salt, and the leaves, I'm either making some kale chip, which I'm not making much of it because I'm thinking, oh, why am I doing this to my kale chip? Although it is delicious, there's something inside of me that is telling me I am really just, you know, abusing it, if you may. So I am doing a lot of kale salad. I'm using the stem of the kale, and I'm including that with my black bean and make a delicious kale and black bean salad. So yesterday I was excited when I went to the farmer's market because they had curly kale. They had black Russian kale. Last year was the first time I bought black Russian kale. I only knew about the green curly leaf kale. So I came home from the market yesterday. I was excited because I went for kale, and not only did I come home with kale, I came home with Swiss chard. I came home with fennel roots, and it was such an enjoyment to be there, you know, cleaning and cutting up all of my stuff. So now I look in my refrigerator, I see so much life in my refrigerator. I have the fresh things that I eat. I can eat raw for snacks. I can eat me some raw kale if I want. I can eat me some celery sticks. And I can have me some diced cucumbers. I can have that with my homemade hummus. And to make my hummus, I buy the dry chickpeas in the plastic. I soak it and then I boil it and I make my own hummus. And I make different flavor hummus. I make curried, I make roasted vegetables, I make sun-dried tomato, all different flavors. And you can do the same thing in your kitchen. Just play around with something and, you know, have a couple of friends over and have tasting and see what they like. I now that I have found this wonderful relationship with food, I enjoy having the food around. I can do things in moderation. I can enjoy every bite that I am having, and my body appreciates me for that. And it really and truly rewards me for the way that I am treating it. I feel better overall. My energy is at peak. My skin looks radiant. My hair is healthy. I'm sleeping amazing. And you can do the same thing for you. I know people are taking all of the things that they see advertised about take this and lose so much weight and take the other and do that again. Honestly and truly, we don't know how our bodies will react to these things. So why not do what's best for us? Why not change our lifestyle and the way that we eat? Now, I want to share with you a few things that I am making sure that I am consistent with. You, those of you who know me personally know that I am a green tea junkie. I just am. I have all different green tea, and I was ecstatic the other day when I learned that green tea contributes loss. I did not know it. And I have to tell you, if you are a Jamaican listening to me now, you all know that we call all tea by green tea. So that's not green tea I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real, real green tea. That's what it is, G-R-E-E-N-T. And so now that I have learned about the advantage of drinking green tea, I make sure I drink it every day. They also have the green tea extracts that people are taking now. So you can look into that, and if it's something you're comfortable doing, include it in your diet. As a child growing up, I grew up on cod liver oil. Yes, cod liver oil. And I still have a couple of bottles here that my friend bought down in Mount Vernon for me. And you know what cod liver oil is? Cod liver oil is fish oil. And fish oil aids greatly. That studies show is very effective for those people that are looking to lose weight. So there are supplements out there. There are healthy supplements that can help you to take your obesity under control if you just spend the time to research and to find those things instead of going on the fad diets and everything like that. If you just eat the right foods and take the right supplements, your problem would be solved. The next thing that I grew up on in Jamaica too, that is very, very prominent now in the nutrition industry is pomegranate. It's funny because in Jamaica we call it pomegranate. You know, we all have a name for everything. And pomegranate, I think is the right pronunciation here, is also very good. It's jam-packed with antioxidants. When you go to the Asian market, you can find it there fresh that you can buy. The only place I have seen a pomegranate tree is in Jamaica. So there are times when if you go to the big box stores, they have the pomegranate juice there. And you know it's good for you because guess what they have on the label? They have a heart shape on the label. And what is that telling you? That is telling you that it is good for your heart. The next thing that is essential and that we need to include in our diets are berries, all kind of berries. You know berries are healthy for you because you see the birds? You see how the birds are going down and those vines and they are making sure they are enjoying the berries. So I guess you'll have to stake out the berry vines because even when you plant them yourself, the birds and animals are coming to harvest them. And what I've noticed some people do is they buy the mesh that covers their berries so that the animals or insects cannot get to them and that you will indeed enjoy your berries. So berries are very, very good for us. And I enjoy my berries as well. The next thing that is essential, and we grew up hearing this, right? Chew our food 32 times and drink water? Well, what do you know? Studies have shown that water, the consumption of water, helps us to lose weight. So if you have not been drinking any water, it's time for you to revisit that and begin to start drinking water again. The other thing that I'm including a lot in my diet is avocado. And here is the Jamaican name for it. We call it pear, P-E-A-R. That is what we call an avocado. But avocado is a healthy fat, and I tell you, I have been busy creating juices and couple of days ago, I made kiwi, avocado, and kale, and curly leaf kale with some ginger and a little dash of cinnamon, and it was delicious. I've made a drink with my spinach and almond milk with some ginger and some cinnamon. And that was delicious too. So listen, cooking is an art. Just go in your kitchen and start to create things. You don't know how it is going to taste until you make it. And if you make something and you don't like it, remove certain ingredients and see how you like it. Either you start with certain amount of ingredients and taste it and keep adding something else and to see whether or not you like it. Because I tell you, nothing tastes better than you drinking something that is putting some life in your body. I just so enjoy when I make my blasters, I call them. I'm putting so much things in it. People say they're making smoothies. Although mine is smoothie and cream, it is not a smoothie. It's a blaster because every fiber and every skin and every seed in it is really smooth out. And you can taste that you're drinking life. Life is what is entering into your body. And when you drink one container of that, it keeps you filled up and it keeps you not having a craving for anything because your body is having all the nutrient that it wants to sustain its operation. So look into that. You know, I no longer drink sodas. I have not had sodas for many years. And I really don't miss it because, you know, I really was not a lover of sodas anyhow. I remember growing up in Jamaica, I used to like cola, champagne, and ginger beer. That was about it, but everything else was cane juice or water, cane juice or water. So I tell you, when you begin to look in the mirror and you observe that there is this radiance in your face, you realize you're sleeping better, you realize your skin is looking better, it encourages you to modify your lifestyle. And once you establish an insightful relationship with food, then you realize that you don't have to overdo things. You respect what you're doing, you have healthy portions, and you know you can go back for seconds if you want it. But it's enjoy. I mean, eating the right foods is like a ritual. It's like a ritual and that you're doing. You just sit, you enjoy every bite that goes into your mouth and just the way you chew it and you swallow it down and it enters into your system. You know, these are real enzymes that I'm eating in my body. And the muscles love us for that because they know that we are giving them energy. It's like you turn the light switch on and the light comes. And when we eat these whole life foods, that is the light switch of our bodies that we are turning on. And if we continue to do the right things, then you'll find out that the pounds are melting away and you're wondering, oh my Lord, where did it go? And the first thing people always ask is what kind of a diet you're on. And you can proudly answer by saying, I'm on a full diet. And my diet consists of fresh foods, locally grown foods. And I'm making sure I eat regular meals per day. I'm having X amount of small meals per day. I am drinking the extra amount of water that I am supposed to have. And this is what is helping me to maintain my weight. I mentioned to you earlier on at the beginning that I bought the book about eating for your blood type, and it was during that time I decided, let me try majority raw, because there were some things that I would eat raw, but not majority things. And now I just love raw things. I blanch when I'm not doing raw, then I'm blanching. But, oh, it is so rewarding for me to be able to eat the raw food or the blanched foods, because it is healthy. I feel I'm eating life. And if I don't love my body enough to put the right fluid in there, who should I expect is going to do it for me? So it is never too late. So when I mention that you can indeed teach an old dog new tricks, this is exactly what I meant. Because who knew that at this age I could modify the way I eat and look the way I look. And if I can do that, so can you. I want you to take a look at your life. Take a look at some of the practices and habits that you have developed in your life. Jot them down and make a commitment what your plans will be to create a new relationship with food. You know, do it gently. Even a lot of times people say, oh, well, I can't afford organic and I can't this and I can't that. And I always say it is cheaper than the prescription. It is much cheaper than the prescription that we go in and buy when we develop an illness. So, you know, look on the list, create what it is you plan on doing differently, and get somebody that you can work that plan with, who will see you through, who will hold you accountable, and who you will hold accountable. I tell you, it's going to be so much fun. Each and every time I make something new, I quickly share the picture on Instagram, because for me, it keeps the excitement going. It helps me to stay committed to what I am doing. Majority of my associates and friends, they look on what I'm eating and they say, oh, what is that you're eating? They don't like how it looks. But then they see how I look and they say, something is working. Something is working. And because of that, there are many of them who are now making an attempt to adopt some of the ways that I'm preparing my foods. All right, I want to take a break, give you a word from my sponsor.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and if you have not yet done so, I want to point you to join us on Twitter, Dynamic Daphne, on LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson, on Pinterest and Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson, and also on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. And we have some amazing free gifts at our website, so visit our website at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Stop by there. We have a few free gifts for you. All you need to do is to leave us your email and your name, and we will get the information to you about how to get your free gifts. So we hope that you will take opportunity of the free gifts that we have for you that will aid you in all the empowerment, transformation, and reinvention that you are looking to accomplish in your lives. I want to welcome all the people in the chat room. Know that you are welcome to join the conversation at any time by calling 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And you can also type any remarks or feedback that you have in the bottom of that little box right below the B there. If you just type what you want in there, whether it's a note just to me or for me to read, go ahead and put it in there. Let me know what you have been doing with your eating. If you are someone that is has been plagued with obesity, I want for you to share with me what steps you have been taking to modify or to address that, all right? So again, feel welcome to call 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166, and share your insights with us. I mean, if you are someone that has been struggling with the weight, there's no shame about what's happening, and this is why I am here sharing my personal story with you, because we all have issues in our life that we need to address, and there's no reason with all the resources that is available to us now, there's no reason why we need to travel this alone. All right, so the other thing too, I mean, I don't know whether you are someone that enjoys cooking or there's a lot of people who likes to eat out. And although eating out is amazing, it's wonderful, it's sociable, it's really not good for our health. Because for different reasons, you know, the sodium and everything. So why not get a couple of friends over and you alternate and somebody cook this day and somebody cook the other day and just make a little party out of it and be creative. You know, try something that you have never tried before. And that's how a lot of recipes have been created, by people just testing things out in their kitchen. So I know I have a lot of friends, and they say, oh, I can't cook like you. And I say, you don't have to cook like me. You just cook for yourself and like what you do. do it in small portions. You don't have to do a lot to have leftover because, again, there it goes. It's not fresh once it's left over. So, you know, lemon is a savior. Lemon zest everything up. A lot of times all you want is some fresh lemon juice, fresh thyme, fresh onion, fresh garlic. And a lot of times that's all you need to what you're doing. It zests everything up. It could be salad dressing. It could be good on your fish. If you're broiling your fish or whatever, you just put some fresh lemon juice on it. So you don't really need to be a gourmet cook to be turning out amazing, amazing dishes from your kitchen. As you tune in, when you tune in to listen to the show on archive, you're going to see some pictures there. And with the exception of the picture that speaks about the seven most alkaline foods, all the others are pictures of dishes that I create in my own kitchen. And you can do the same too. I bought from the Asian market, I bought Asian spinach. And it was the first time I was buying that. And that first picture that you'll see in the slideshow is mashed sweet potatoes with saute spinach and wild salmon with some yellow onions, and they're just saute, and that's what that is. And you look at it, and you can say, yum, yum, yum. It looks good, and I must tell you, it tasted good as well. But you don't need to be a gourmet chef to be turning these things out. So just try little by little by little. One of the things that is on the rise now that I grew up on, and I was saying they were a couple of years ago when they said it it was not good for you, and now they're saying how good it is. It's coconut oil. Again, in Jamaica, we used to make our own coconut oil. You boil it, you strain it off, and you save the custard. The custard is always the creamy part after you pour the oil out, and you would use that in some pickled mackerel with some vegetables again, and that was what the protein was on the food. And now they are saying that coconut oil is, again, they're saying it is good for your body. I was telling my friend last week, it's not, again, it was always good for our bodies, but, you know, it depends on who fund the researches that the result that we get out sometimes can be tainted, you know? So go back to basic. Talk to your grandparents. Talk to the elders that you know, and they will give you some insight about the things that you can do to maintain optimum health. One of the things that I do on a regular basis is that I eat or drink, if you may, the aloe, the fresh aloe plant. And I know in Jamaica we would just scoop it up and just swallow it. And here I scoop it out and I blend it up with some orange juice. And It really cleans our system out and purify our blood and everything like that. So, you know, shop wisely. When you shop, shop for a healthier you. Don't shop for quantity, shop for quality. Because the quality is what is going to really enhance your health. So don't be going out with a big bag, but go out with quality in your bag. You know that this is a bag of life-enhancing shopping that I have done. I also like when I'm in Jamaica, and sometimes when I go down to New York, they have that too, is the fresh coconut water. And we call the inside, the white part, we call that the jelly. And I notice in a lot of the grocery stores, they have it in the can. But if you ever get the opportunity to drink a green coconut, take it. I got a picture from a friend of mine who was in, where was she at? It's in China. She went to China. And they were in the restaurant dining. And on their tables were the green coconuts with straw in it. And I was so excited to see that they were selling, they were serving that in the restaurants in China. And I am so excited because when I go to Jamaica, I get the opportunity to just get that on the street corners. You can buy that. You stop and you buy give me two jelly. You buy your jelly coconut and you can drink it or you can buy it to take home. And it is, it's such a difference. It just tastes so good and it is good for your body. So if it is even once in your lifetime, I want you to make sure that you get the opportunity to taste what a green coconut tastes like. So when I mention about going back to basics, it's many of those things that I am talking about. Because growing up as a child, little did I know how nutritious the green coconut was. Over my lifetime, I've drank hundreds and hundreds of jelly coconut. So I am glad of the exposure that my parents gave me. And this is why I encourage parents now to do the same thing for your children. Stop giving them the junk. Stop giving them the fast food and everything. Because what they say, children live what they learn. So if this is what you are giving them now, this is what they will know for their entire lives. And what is going to happen? When they have their families, what are they going to do? They are going to be giving them fast foods and all of that because that's what they know. They can only share what they know. But if you start now and exposing them to the proper foods, then they will go into adulthood understanding what it is that they need to feed their children to have a healthier life. So make a commitment today that you will make the switch in what you are giving to your children and also what you are eating yourself. I tell you, if we are looking to live a long life, it is right in our hands. What are we moving from the plate to our mouths? Let us examine that and look into what we can do differently. It's really your responsibility. You have to be the one that decide that I am not going to be doing that anymore. I am going to make a difference. I am going to spend my dollars wisely and eat the right thing. I tell you, instead of getting the canned beans and peas and all of that, buy the one in the plastic bag, the dried ones. Wash those, and when you soak them, you hydrate them, and they become back as if they're green. Once you soak them and hydrate them, it cooks much quicker. So instead of buying the one in the cans that is also salted, because they have to put a lot of sodium in there to keep them in the can, go ahead and buy the dry one in the plastic bags, and then you can cook it the way you want. You know, it's not hard to cook. I remember a friend of mine lives, she lives in New York, and she used to get the dry beans in the bag, and she always bring it to me because she said, girl, I don't know how to cook that stuff, and I know you know. So she gave me a lot of beans, and that's what I cook now. I make bean salad, I make soup, I make a whole lot of things with it. So you just have to be creative. You can make your own tree bean salad. You don't need to be buying the one in that you go to the wholesaler and get in the jar, because it is salty. I bought it once, and oh my Lord, that thing is filled with salt. So start making your own. If you need guidance, you call me up or message me right here on the show, and I will give you some tips of how you need to prepare this. I tell you, it is not difficult. You cook peas, you just make sure the water is above the peas or the bean, the kidney beans or whatever you're cooking, and a small amount of water. And make sure the salt that you're going to use is sea salt, and use fresh garlic. And you get some fresh thyme. You go in the Asian market, and a lot of the vegetable markets, you'll get fresh thyme. It's all in the plastic bag already. And for those of you who like it spicy, you can buy the Scotch bonnet peppers, and you add it to that. And get the fresh garlic. And when you cook the kidney beans and it is partially cooked, it is soft, that's when you add the garlic, you add the onion, you add the thyme, and you lower the heat and you let it simmer down. If you are someone that you can have flour and stuff like that, you can make what is called the little spinners. It's the little dumplings that you put in the bean, and you cook it down, and that is your protein. You can serve that over your vegetables or over your brown rice or whatever it is that you're having as your carbohydrate. Don't feel as if you always must have meat. There are many people growing up in this world who has never had meat, never tasted meat their entire lives, and they're living a healthy, healthy life. So I want to encourage you to try that. Go in the kitchen, try out some of these things. You know, a lot of people say they are not cooks, but so long as you cook on low flame, you won't be burning stuff, you won't be burning up your kitchen, you won't be burning your house down, and you won't be burning your food. Do start out by doing everything on low heat. Low heat. Let it cook slowly. And you are going to find out that before you know it, you are a recognized, everybody's going to want to come to your place for the dinner. Again, let me have some questions from the chat room, please. And also call in, if you prefer to call in, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. We have 20 minutes remaining on this segment, and we are talking, for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about my insightful relationships with food. my insightful relationship with food. You know, one of the things I found, and I really don't know when this started, but I find out now as I eat, there's a joy and a happiness that I feel. And not only do I feel it, but there's that expression on my face. I was out the other day with someone, and she said, "Oh, you look so happy, you look so excited." And I said, "I feel good about where I am." And regardless, you know, my life is not problem-free. Yes, there are issues that's going on in my life. However, I refuse to let that consume me. So overall, with my attitude of gratitude every day and the appreciation, the universe recognizes those things and it rewards you. It rewards you and guides you and give you the right notches that you need to go where you want to go. So I want you to get your journal out. I want for you to write right now, write down 10 intentions for you about food. What are 10 intentions that you will create about you, your relationship and food? And if you are bold enough to call and share it, I honor and welcome you. You can do so, 646-915-8166. You can start off by making a commitment and a known intention of eating more meals a day that will help your body not to hold on to the food that it is getting, and it will respect to know that it will always get food. Another one could be to research and find foods that improve your metabolism and also spices that increase your metabolism. Another one could be you intend only to eat fresh foods. And although it might be challenging over the summer, if you can get the foods, and some foods can be freezed, you can freeze them and that would help you over the summer. You know what works for you. So just make arrangements to do that. Some food freeze wonderfully. A couple months ago, I you know, my entire life, I had not done this. But I went to the grocery store, and they had sale on fresh pineapples. I think they were like 99 cents or something like that. They have never seen fresh pineapples for that price. And what I did, I bought 6 of the pineapples. I came home, I peeled them, I diced them up, and I put them in an airtight container, and I store them in my freezer. So every time if I'm cooking and I need to add pineapples to what I'm making, I take those out and I put them in there. If I'm making a drink and I need to put pineapple in, I do the same thing. And simple, sometimes I feel like snacking on some pineapples, and yes, I take those frozen cut pineapple and I snack on them. So, you know, in times gone by, I used to let my pineapple just sit out on the kitchen counter because I used to enjoy the smell of it. And if you are like that too and you still want to leave one out, it's up to you. But now I am storing, I'm cutting them up and storing them in my refrigerator. And it is keeping them so fresh. So I shared that with my friend Audrey. I told her, oh, this is the way that I am. I'm storing my pineapples. So she says that she was going to try and do that. And we can do that with a lot of vegetables, too, and fruits. You know, when the price is right and when it is in season, we can do the same thing. We can buy extra and we can freeze it to carry us over to when it is out of season. So I hope that those little insights that I gave has helped you in some way or another to make sure you can develop a more healthier relationship with food, because it is going to transform your life. It is going to transform your life. So I look forward to receiving your messages. I look forward to your email to share with me your intentions. Email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can send me a message right here on the radio platform and share with me your intentions that you have created, the 10 intentions that you have created for yourself around the development of an insightful relationship with food. If you live in the Danbury, Brookfield, New Milford area, Bethel, Redding, Richfield, Brewster, anywhere, Greater Newtown area, on the 9th of July, I am doing a live TV show at Comcast. We are going to be talking about sex over 60. And we are looking for some more panelists, and we are looking for some studio audience who will come in and ask questions. We are also looking for people to call in. So go on Facebook and look for the event for July 9th and call in. The phone number is right there. You can call in from wherever you are and share your insight on the topic. I know it is going to be a topic with high energy in it, and, you know, although some people are embarrassed to talk about that, we are hoping that we will be able to get some people in that will be open and are ready to discuss the topic. So, again, that is going to be the TV taping at 5 Shelter Rock Road in Danbury, Connecticut. And we start promptly at 8 o'clock. So we look forward to having you join us in the studio. And if you know anyone who is interested, have them call 203-794-6208. If you have anyone who wants to be on the panel in the studio, or if you yourself would like to be on the panel, I want you to call and leave us a message at 203-794-6208. And if you're out of town, you're not really out of the conversation, but you can look on Facebook. We have an event there on Facebook where you can participate at 8 p.m. on the 9th of July, and you can call in and be part of that conversation with that show that we are going to be having, Sex Over 60 and Above. So, you know, there's lots to look forward to. So let's You don't need to be 60 to be in the studio. You can be any age to be in the studio audience, where you can ask the different panel members different questions. So I look forward. Mark the date, put it on your book, and remember the date is the 9th of July. We are going to be doing a live taping at Comcast in Danbury at 5 Shelter Rock Road. And again, visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Go there, leave your name, leave your email address, and you will get some amazing free gifts from us. And remember, do your 10 intentions. If anybody want to call in, we have 8 minutes remaining. If you want to call in and share 3 off your list, I'll take you. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166 is the number you can call to share what your intentions are on your list that you are going to work with food to accomplish. So I look forward to hearing from you about the result. Remember, what better time to start this plan than this summer, where you can get all of the healthy foods, all of the fresh foods that are out there. Now is the time you can walk to the farm. You can go pick your own strawberries. You can pick your own blueberries. You can pick whatever there is to be picked. So now is the time. Pick them, wash them, and freeze them. Pick them, wash them, and freeze them. And you will have throughout the year, you're going to be having fresh berries that you can enjoy, and fresh vegetables too that you can enjoy. I hope by my sharing my personal experience with you, my highs and my lows around the relationship with money, relationship with money is going to have to be another topic. But I do pray that by my sharing about my relationship with food with you, it has encouraged you to go out there and make a difference in your life. I know for people who have large families, it is probably challenging for you to do something. However, I'm here to encourage you. Start with yourself. Make the commitment to you, and they will follow. Once they begin to observe the result in you, they will want to do it too. Please do not put your lives on hold, waiting for them to make a decision that they want to do this or they want to do that. Go out there and start doing it now. Do it for you, because you deserve a better life. You deserve to enjoy your life. You deserve to not have disease take over your body. You deserve not to be lacking sleep. You deserve to have the peak energy so that you can perform your duties and tasks of your life. The only way to do this is to make sure that you are eating live foods. Again, I am so honored that I was able to spend this past 90 minutes with you. And I hope that you too will begin to include in your diet green tea, fish oil, pomegranate, berries, water, avocado, kale, salmon, peas and beans, preferably fresh or dry. Stay away from the canned one with all this sodium in it. And just go in the kitchen and have fun. Just, you know, I love colors, you know, so add some colors, some green, some yellow. Just play and have some fun in the kitchen. And you're going to find out the next time you look in the mirror, you are going to be so surprised because you're going to be saying, who is that? And when you look up and you look at the eyes, you're going to say, oh, my God, it's me. It can be done. And I look forward to hearing from you down the road about your new transformation. And I will be here to celebrate with you your new you. So long. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and I'll see you again right here on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Remember, you were born for a destiny, and unless you're experiencing optimum health, you will not be able to carry out that destiny. So go all the way. Don't allow anyone to derail you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. hallelujah, to my destiny. I know what I'm here for.